So long we are within this material body, it is our bondage. Real life is eternal life, without any birth, death, old age and disease. Where is that science? There is no such department of knowledge. That's how one can live eternally, without any disease, without any old age, and without any death, and without any birth. If there is birth, there is death. And between the two, birth and death, there is old age and disease. Where is the scientist who are trying to solve this problem? And Krishna put this problem before us. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha dosanu darshanam. This is knowledge. They are making plans for so many things, but where is that plan to stop janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha? That is not so easy. Therefore they have avoided it. Though they do not touch this point. They are making arrangements for temporary so-called happiness. That attempt is done even by cats and dogs. That is not successful life. I have several times told you, this is Vedic civilization. When Vishwamitra came to see Maharaj Dasaratha, it is etiquette, suppose a friend comes, we ask, how are you my friend, how things are going on? So similarly, when Dasaratha Maharaj inquired Vishwamitra, how are you? That how are you was not ordinary question. He inquired, Oi hishtam jat punat janma jayayo. The great guest saintly person says, we are engaged in devotional service. What is the purpose? The purpose is not some for material gain. The purpose is different. That was inquired by Dasaratha Maharaj. Oi hishtam jat punat janma jayayo. You are undergoing tapasya, austerities, for conquering over rebirth. Rebirth. That is very painful. But because we are murhas, we have forgotten what is the painful condition is rebirth. We do not remember it. We do not remember. We have to pass through. We can simply imagine how it is painful to remain in the womb of the mother, packed up in a airtight bag, and hands and legs, you cannot move even. So, this is the tribulation of taking birth. And similarly, the tribulation of death, sometimes one remains in coma for months and he suffers so much. Sometimes he cries, actually tears come out. We cannot see, but within the body of the dying man, so much painful. This is called janma mrityu. An old man's there are difficulties, and badly, everyone is subjected to some kind of disease. So we do not take account. So here the subject is stressing on this point. my dear boy, do not spoil your life living like cats and dogs. Do not, this is not meant for this life. This human form of life is meant for different purpose. Dullabham manusam janmam tadapi adhurvam athalam. That we should always remember, that this human form of body is obtained after many, many births. Bahunam janmanam ante. Bahusam bhavanti. Bahusam bhava. Sambhava means birth and death, birth and death. So we should not forget this. Everyone should be very serious. That is siblings. Not that to remind person that beings are like cats and dogs fighting. This is not good. So, to achieve this highest goal of life, it requires tapasya, austerity. It is not easily obtainable. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, Piragati Sunitena Tarorapi Sahishnala Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Salari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtam. Simply by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, not whimsically. This is the prescription of this age. Kītanādeva krishnasya mukta sanga parambhaya. If you perfectly chant this Hare Krishna mantra, Kītanādeva krishnasya, not any other name but Krishna, mukta sanga, you can become free from this material association or the contamination due to material contact. That is the special advantage of this age. This age, Kali Yuga, is full of faulty things. Kalau Dosha is age. It is an ocean of faulty things. It is very, very difficult. Sarvange ha utayano amalo. The man is suffering from itches of what is called soul all over the body. So where he shall give ointment? He should be dipped in the ointment. This is the position. Similarly, how much you will find out this is faulty, this is faulty, this is faulty. The life in the Kali Yuga itself is faulty. Everything is faulty. So, but still, Krishna is so kind. He has given an opportunity that by chanting his holy name, one can become free from this faulty condition. Kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parambhaye. It is possible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahavadana avatar, his potent power is the deliverer of all the fallen souls. He has given us this much tapasya prescription. Tapasya must be there. And that is very easy to be done by us. It is not very difficult. One has to become very humble. That is the first qualification. Pinadapi sunicheno. Sunicheno means lower than. the grass. That's like we trample over the grass. They do not protest. Pinadupriswanichan. Karoro please Hishkana. And tolerant, humbler than the grass, and tolerant than the tree. The tree gives us all benefit, but in return, we give the tree so much trouble. We snatch away the twigs, we snatch away the leaves, sometimes for our fuel we cut down, but there is no protest. So these things have been taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tinadupi Suni Chena, Padorupi Sahishnuna, Amarina Manadeha. Nobody should think himself that he is very prestigious person. False, nobody is prestigious. Everyone should be humble. So these three, four things we should learn, and that is tamasa. And we should avoid the sinful activities, namely, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. These are some of the positive and negative formulas given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we follow this tapasya and chant Hare Krishna, then our life is successful. Life is successful means, it is stated here, Sattam Suddhi Jasmat Brahma Sottam Tanantam. Where every one of us, we are after happiness, Sukham. From Sukham it has come Sukham. That happiness, if we want to continue our eternal life, then we require eternal happiness. Without happiness, our life is not worth. Anandamaya Vyasa. Everyone should be happy, anandamaya. So that is spiritual world. Ananda Chinvaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bhi Stadhi Dahi Madhijaru Patayapana Bhi. There is life, Ananda Chinvaya Rasa. Not Jarana. This is Jarana. In the material world, the material happiness is Jara. There is no life. But there is a place, which is full of eternal happiness. So this life should be engaged for that purpose, not to fight like cats and dogs. That is not very credit. Credit means winning one's life. If one fights like cats and dogs, he becomes cats and dogs. Nature's law is very strict. Therefore, we should be very careful not to become like cats and dogs, but to become very humble, humbler than the grass and tolerant than the tree. Everyone wants that I am a very honorable man, prestigious man. You should respect me. That is our material disease. I do not want to respect you, but you should offer me respect. This is the position. Therefore, our system is to call another Vaishnava as Prabhu. Sir, you are Prabhu, you are Master. But we call Prabhu, but I think, no, you are not Prabhu, I am Prabhu, you are servant. This cheating process will not help us. Actually, we should believe that he is Prabhu. He is servant of Krishna. Therefore, he is my Prabhu. This is Vaishnava mentality. गोपी भक्तु पद कमल हो दास 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 आनु दास वन हु वांट्स टू बिकम सर्वेंट ऑफ द सर्वेंट ऑफ द सर्वेंट ऑफ द सर्वेंट ही इज एक्चुअली प्रभु इफ फॉल्स यू आर थिंग्स दैट आई एम प्रभु देन हिज लाइफ इज स्पॉइल्ड सो दिस वर्ड वी यूज अमंग्स आवरसेल्फ प्रभु मींस दैट I am yourself. You are my master. But that should be practically exhibited. That is called tapasya. To learn of this. Without tapasya, we cannot get out of this cognizant state. That is not true. Those who are thinking that let us do whatever nonsense I can do, and at the same time, I become free from this material condition. No, that is not possible. One has to undergo tapasya. Just like if you are diseased, you have to undergo some tapasya. Just like first of all, you go to a medical man, immediately he charges 10 rupees, 20 rupees. In our country, in your country, it is more. No doctor charges less than $10. $10 means, in our state, it is 90 rupees. So who can pay 90 rupees in this country? That is the minimum charge. Then there is medicine. So, you have to pay it, because you have got disease. And you have to earn this money with hard labor. So, to cure your disease, you have to undergo some penances, some austerities. This is an ordinary. And according to the gravity of the disease, you have to pay more, which you may not have. You have to gather, you have to borrow, you have to beg. So, these stimulations are called tamasya. So, just for curing our any disease, we have to pay to the doctor, pay for the medicine, and then we have to starve also. We cannot take anything. So many things forbidden. So these austerities is called tapasya. Denial. Self-denial. So we should learn it. If we want to utilize this body, like a sane man, then you should learn tapasya. Suppose the bum and this tapasya. What is the purpose of tapasya? Tapasya everyone goes. Just like a man walking on the street, pulling a thela. What is the purpose? He'll get 5 or 10 rupees whole day walking like an ass. That is also tapasya. Tapasya means labor. So he is thinking I will get 10 rupees by working. He cannot pull it. The load is so heavy. That is also tapasya. A scientist discovering something, he has to work very hard, make experiments, so many things, that is also tapasya. But not that kind of tapasya. That kind of tapasya is not required. Tapodhimbam. You are working hard for maintaining your body and soul together. You have to work hard. But here, that hard work should be for self-realization, divine contact, that is called Dibbam. Dibbam is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Janma Parmansa Dibbam. To simply take little trouble to understand Krishna. That tapasya. To read Krishna's instruction, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and try to understand Krishna. Because that, That tapasya, if you take little painful, it is not painful, it is very pleasing. But we avoid, we think it is painful. Who is going to read books? We are meant for selling books, not for reading books. This is not good. We should read all. That is tapasya. Sadhaya, that is tapasya. Don't think that simply our books are meant for selling. No, it is meant for reading also. If we read regularly, at least 2 hours, 3 hours, that is tapasya. Suppose if one to understand spiritual position, my spiritual position, Krishna's spiritual problem. So, that is tapasya. These are the tapasya. To rise early in the morning, that is also tapasya. Not that every day we have to ring bell, and get up, now I am sleeping. Now you have to ask. These are the tapasya. We cannot avoid, if we actually want to avoid this body working like cats and dogs, like animal, then we have to undergo tapasya. Very simple tapasya. In this age, it is not possible that as big saintly persons, they go to the forest and undergo meditation in the Himalaya mountain, under snow, and so many people, no food, no shelter, secluded place, there are so many animals. That kind of tapasya is not possible in this age. You remember, we have constructed big nice building, but because the building is there, you simply come here as free guest and make life very easy for eating and sleeping. That is not tapasya. You must be very careful how to keep the temple very clean, yourself clean, worshipping the deity. That is recommended. Sri Vigrahara Dhananitranana Singara Tanaman Viramatana. This is also tapasya. If you cannot read, if you cannot do any other thing, so try to keep the temple. Every corner of this temple is Krishna. Don't think that only Krishna is here in the temple room. No, Krishna is everywhere, especially this temple where Krishna lives. And every part of this temple, every part of this Krishna. Otherwise, why this is recommended? This is tapasya. You should always remain engaged, doing something for Krishna. Don't think this is very first class, this is last class. No. Advaita, Krishna and Krishna's temple, the same thing. Don't think that, oh, I have given this work to cleanse the temple, and that man is cleaning this work to us in the deity. There is no difference. Harata Bhagavana Vidasatayamava Tadhyama Vidnavana. As Vidasatama, Krishna is Aradha, worshiping. Similarly, he is Dhama, his place, his Vidnava, is also worshiping. As old as Krishna. So I have to speak of them. Whole Vrindavan. Whole Vrindavan, just like Uddhava, he came to take Krishna to Mathura. He immediately fell down on the grass of Vrindavan, that these grasses are so fortunate that over this grass, Krishna and the gopis and Krishna's friends, the temple. This is Vaishnava Vichara. Not that he is thinking grass is insignificant. then Krishna. No. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's fame, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's associates, everything is Krishna. And we should treat like that. That is tapasya. And following footsteps, Mahajananena tapasya pratya, sadhu marganu gamanam. These things we should learn. Sadhu marganu gamanam. This is sadhu. Your crew is a sadhu. How he will expect that even grass of Vrindavan. Unless you read books, literature, and follow their example, then how tapasya will be there? So things should not be neglected. So if we undergo this tapasya, then our existence will be purified. This method, this process, is devotional service. The devotional service is from the very beginning. It is translated. If you simply desire to serve Krishna, that's the beginning of existence of a privilege. Simply, if you sincerely say, that how shall I serve Krishna? Krishna does not mean simply Krishna. Well, Krishna means Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's association, everything in connection. Nimmagni Krishna Sambandha, Jutta Vairagya. Everything. So, in this way, if we lead our life, then this life will be successful, and then the result will be jasma brahma saukham. Brahma saukham. Here, brahma saukham may be interpreted as Mayavadi says, brahma su, brahma ni. This is also brahma ni, brahma su. But it is not the Mayavadi philosophy. Mayavadi philosophy is to kill himself. To become one is Brahma. So if, suppose I have to eat something to enjoy, so I can eat. That is enjoy. But if I lose my existence, I become the food. Then what is enjoy? No. The enjoyment is, the food is there, I am there, I shall eat and enjoy. That means dvaita. Monism is not enjoyment. And therefore they fall down. Arisya kichena paraka patama tata patam. Piyala. He said, Brahma Sattva do not say that to become Brahma or to become one with Brahma, that is not sukha. That they do not know. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj used to say, poor person, by becoming one with the Brahma, Supreme Brahma, that is not actually sukha. If it is actually sukha, then why in the Shastra it is said, Arujya kichena parama padama tata patanti adha. By very severe austerities, they come to the Brahma platform, monism, to become one with the Supreme. But from there, he falls down. Why? Falls down. Anas, because it's patama daya. Because they have no information of the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Unless you come to that one, then there is no possibility of eternal happiness. Therefore it is said, the tamasya, tapo dibbam, that is dibbam. Krishna has expressed Janma Karma Same Dibbam. That means actually transcendental accuracy. Not that Krishna is a jiva, purista. No. Actual activities begins when there is Krishna consciousness. And these activities, the mild activities, are temporary. They will not give us real happiness. Real happiness means when we come to the platform to be engaged in Krishna's activities. Supposing monk, putrakas, you know, there you will get eternal happiness. That is recommended here. Yes. Brahma Sattva does not mean that originally they think that to become Brahma Lean or merge into the existence of Brahma. No. That will be explained in the next verse. Mahasrivadaram Mahur Vimukti. It will be explained. We shall take up the subject tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah.